Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
And welcome to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins. Good to have you with us today. Big weekend. We had the last weekend in the Twin Cities for the Archdiocese for men. We had a great conference, and we got a great show for you today. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the conference, but we've got a wonderful show for you today. We're going to be talking with Jeremy Stanberry from Open Window Theater, brand new production, and we're going to learn all about that. And I know that from the response we get when we have Jeremy on, that people really appreciate knowing what's happening at the Open Window Theater downtown Minneapolis, because it's a great opportunity to not only get out and be touched in the heart, but to bring friends to the Open Window Theater. So we're going to be talking with Jeremy. Also, Gene Stopelstad is going to be joining us from the Office of Marriage and Life and Family, and they've got a big family expo coming up at St. Raphael in Crystal. That's April 8th. We're going to give you kind of a rundown of that, and Gene's going to be joining us a little bit later on the show to talk about that. Were you at St. Thomas last Saturday? If you were, you were one of nearly 1,800, somewhere between 1,700 and 1,800 men came together to celebrate Christ and to really walk in solidarity with one another. And Bishop Cousins introduced a new initiative there, and I was happy to be a part of that. It was I think, a historic meeting. It started in the morning with reconciliation at 7 in the morning and adoration, and then at 8 o'clock in the morning, Mass was celebrated. And I'll tell you, it was almost packed at 8 o'clock in the morning with 1,700 plus who celebrated Mass. And then we began formally after breakfast at about 9:30. And Bishop Cousins gave a really powerful message and a call to men to come together and join a new movement called the Catholic Watchman. And the Catholic Watchman basically is calling men to seven disciplines, and it's calling them to be providers, protectors, and leaders of their home, and in their parish also. And the bishop has called together a vanguard of about 30 men to surround him on a quarterly basis to pray and to talk about men's evangelization. Matthew Christoph was not able to join us on that conference. I mention that because he's been such an important part of the men's movement. He's in Phoenix, Arizona right now. His father is ailing. His health is failing. And he went out there. But to see these guys come together was amazing. It really was amazing. And Bishop gave the call to this movement, the Catholic Watchman, and then I followed that with a talk on how we're going to implement that in the Archdiocese. And wow, it was really, really powerful. And then Father Eckert gave a wonderful talk about armament and men becoming, you know, soldiers for Christ. And of course, he's a military chaplain. He came completely decked out in fatigues. And it was powerful to see this man of God standing up there and challenging the men. The confession lines, unreal. Unreal. When I walked in, the confession lines were, I don't think I'm exaggerating, must have been close to, I don't know, 60 yards long, 70 yards long, or something like that. And we had some great priests, about 20, 25 priests that came out and served. Just a great day. Just a great day. If you want to know more about the Catholic Watchman, go to thecatholicwatchman.com, thecatholicwatchman.com, and you will find out all the information. We've got some videos up there for you to see from the conference. So it's just great. Love it. Love it. Hey, we're on Periscope right now. If this is if you're listening on Friday, it's live, and we're on Periscope. That's an app on your smartphone where you can watch us live here and hear the show. So we want to say hi to all of our Periscope friends. We're going to be talking with Jeremy Stanberry in just a moment, and we're going to talk about an exciting new presentation at the Open Window that we want you to know about. What does it have to do with evangelization? Well, everything that Jeremy does has to do with communicating the good news in some way, one way or another, and he does a fantastic job. You are listening to the Rediscover Hour. Don't go away. We're going to come right back with Jeremy Stanberry, The Open Window. Theater.
Rediscover.
Even a mild winter can be hard on your windshield. Small cracks or chips can turn into big ones with the extreme cold and the heat from your defroster. Or maybe your older windshield is showing the effects of the constant barrage of sand and chemicals hitting it as you drive every day. Those thousands of little pits make it difficult to get it clean or to see when the sun does shine or the headlights hit it at night.
I'm Nancy Jasperson. My husband Michael and I have had the pleasure of helping Relevant Radio listeners across the Twin Cities with their auto glass needs for the past several years. We've met the nicest people who have heard our ads and tried our quick and complete windshield service. Not only do we service your SUVs and minivans, we also specialize in hot rods and classic cars as well. I hope the next time you or someone you know needs a chip repair or a windshield replacement, you'll give us a try. Auto Glass installed. 763-274-0177.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins. How many times do you sit around the dinner table, you and your spouse or your friend, roommate, and you say to yourself, what are we going to do this weekend? Or what are we going to do this coming week? Is there any new movies out? Is there a new game to go to or something like that? Maybe you're just looking for some new recreation or to be intellectually stimulated, spiritually stimulated. Well, I've got just the thing for you. And that is the Open Window Theater in Minneapolis. Jeremy Stanberry started the Open Window Theater back in 2011, along with his lovely wife and Sarah. And they have been putting on some productions that have really, really caused people to think and to talk with one another about real issues in life. Let me just give you a clue here. In the middle of all of this debate on television that you're watching, wouldn't it be nice to just be a part of reality for a moment and to really focus on some morality and focus on some issues that affect us all? Well, I want to introduce to you to the show today, Jeremy Stanberry. He's been a longtime friend, and he's got something out now called Every Man. And maybe you've heard about it because it's kind of a classic English, old English morality play, and he's here to talk to us about that. Welcome, Jeremy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's always good to have you on. 2011, it seems like yesterday, but you guys have been going for a while in downtown Minneapolis now with the Open Window Theater.
That's right. We're now in our fifth season, and we just went through a big expansion last year in 2015. We added some additional space. We've been consistently growing since we've taken up shop, so to speak, in Minneapolis. And 2 years after we started the theater down there, we added some office space. And now last year, we added a double suite between the office and the original theater. We were able to expand into that and increase our stage space, our seating space, add a scene shop, an additional backstage area, connecting everything. We're now leasing about 7,500 square feet, which is tremendous. You know, we're just a couple blocks away from the Hennepin Theater District, which is the main professional theater community in the Twin Cities. And Minneapolis being the second largest theater community in the nation per capita.
Are you serious?
It is. Second? Yeah. We have more theaters per capita even than Chicago. We're second only to New York in terms of theaters per capita. Huge, huge, huge theater scene.
What does New York have?
And I don't know the exact number, but they have a lot.
I mean, what are the names of these? No, I'm just kidding. I mean, is it Broadway?
So this is tremendous, you know, because we're really setting ourselves up. You know, we have a lot of theaters in the Twin Cities, but not a lot of them have their own space. And so we're really setting ourselves up to become one of the premier professional theaters in the Twin Cities, which is really exciting.
You know, for people that are not familiar with the Open Window Theater, you've done some things in the past that people probably have heard of, and maybe they don't make the connection between what you did maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago and what you're doing today. Give us a little background on some of the things that you've been involved in and you have produced that people, it might ring a bell.
Yeah. So for 8 years between 2003 and 2011, I was strictly doing touring Catholic productions.
All over the country.
One-man, two-person shows. That's right. All over the country, internationally as well. We were in Cologne, Germany for World Youth Day. We were in Sydney, Australia for World Youth Day. Had been up to Canada for a tour. And so probably the most popular play that people would recognize is Lolek,
yep.
A one-man play that I do about the young adulthood of St. John Paul II, his young life growing up in Nazi-occupied Poland, and all of the experiences and influences that really helped shape this great man and this great saint. Mm-hmm. And it's just a tremendous story. And I also have a one-man show about the martyrdom of St. Maria Goretti from the conversion of her murderer, Alessandro, from his perspective, which then later on became a full-length play. We fleshed it out more, and it became a full ensemble production for Open Window Theater called Mercy Unrelenting. So
wow.
People would remember that one as well, yep. From our Open Window crowd.
Well, that's if you were part of Lolek, you're part of the story of Maria Goretti. If you saw that, this is the guy. This is the guy, and he continues to amaze me in what he's putting together down at Open Window Theater. And, you know, I'm curious, we'll get into what you're doing here now with Every Man and the production of Every Man, which, by the way, only has a couple more weeks, I think, in the run.
That's right. Yeah,
this is
our third weekend, and there's two more left, so got to get down there.
But you played so many characters. You know, you're a great actor, fantastic reviews on your acting, on the production. As an actor, do you find yourself during the day after playing so many characters getting confused, maybe?
I'm just generally confused, Jeff. Life is
generally confusing. Wait a minute, I'm not Pope John Paul II. What's going on here?
I don't think it's my acting. I think I'm just generally confused.
But do the voices come back to you in a serious way? Do you engage in society or whatever in daily life, and all of a sudden the words of John Paul II come back into your head?
Well, and that's the beautiful thing is, you know, being able to meditate on these stories and these beautiful realities and make them become so one with them in a lot of ways. You know, it's a beautiful way to reflect on beauty and truth and what's most important in life, you know, doing these shows, and a lot of the shows that we do at Open Window as well. Open Window Theater is about redemptive theater. That's our mission, is we're taking up a redemptive mission in the arts at Open Window. And all of our productions, you know, most of them deal with bringing religion and a Christian worldview to the stage in a very serious and thought-provoking way. But with a wide variety of shows that we do, there's always a redemptive value, redemptive mm-hmm. message to it. And man, that is so needed in our culture today, especially in the arts and entertainment. We're not seeing that nearly enough. And so, you know, just the nature of the shows that we do, it's fantastic material to meditate on. And our actors as well, you know, we hire out the best, most professional actors we can find in right. the Twin Cities. And, we've found it to be very enriching for them as well, and just the theater community mm-hmm. to come and be a part of these productions. You know, we're building up a fantastic reputation in the theater community. And for cast and crew and audience alike to be able to meditate on these messages is a very valuable thing.
And one of the things I appreciate about your approach is that when you hire actors, you don't take them through a theological test and they have to pass it in order to work with you. You're taking really good actors. And in some of your productions, they are very faithful Catholics. But the main thing is you want the best actors there. And I can't help but believe that some of these things would impact anybody that's acting, you know, the message that they're conveying, because the scripts are so powerful.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. When we did our production of The Jeweler's Shop, St. John Paul II's a play that he wrote, there was one woman who, you know, is very involved in the theater community in the Twin Cities, not Christian. Mm-hmm. She put out a message on Facebook at one point, didn't tag us or anything. I just happened to see it across my feed, saying how rare it is. This was near the end of the run of our production. You know, saying how rare it is to do a show that reminds you of the true meaning of love.
Wow.
You know, and yeah, and it's just been fabulous. You know, we're all about high quality professional theater productions. You know, we want the shows that we do at Open Window to compete with and match the quality of what's out there in the top professional theater scene, and we're doing that. You know, we've been able to reach a very broad audience, and which is very exciting. We're getting lots of positive reviews from top theater critics in town, mm-hmm. and that's exciting to see, because we want to be 11. You know, we want to be that light in the darkness, 11 in the culture, and reach far and wide. And thanks be to God, we've proven the ability to do that to this point.
Well, let's talk about what the current production is, because there's only, what, you said 3 weeks?
Or 2 weeks. Including this one, two more after this
two
one.
Two more after this week left in the production of it. It's called Every Man, and some people might be familiar with that title.
That's right. It's the most enduring and most beautiful and well-known of the Old English religious dramas coming out of the Middle Ages. And, you know, there were three types of religious dramas. There were mystery plays and morality plays and... Well, the third
just one good plays.
And just good plays, yeah.
That's the third one. I read about that.
Miracle plays. Mystery, morality, and miracle plays. This one happens to be a morality play, and yet it's the most popular of all of them, all the religious dramas that came out of that time period. And so it's a fascinating show, and you know, very poetic, and it's an allegorical drama about really the journey, every man's journey, every man and woman's journey to the afterlife, through through death to the afterlife. And it's really about you know, dealing with the Catholic subject of salvation and how we get to heaven. Mm-hmm. And then you boil it down to even a more basic level, and it becomes about how destructive a completely self-indulgent life can be. Because when God sends death to every man is not ready.
Right.
He's not ready for death. He's been living a very worldly life, and you boil it down to the simplest message, and it's about how destructive a completely self-indulgent life can be, not only for the individual, but for the common good and the community as well. And so it has a very universal message in that respect, but it's a beautifully Catholic play coming out of medieval Europe, and it's rarely produced today, but all theater students know about this show, and theater historians and literary historians, you know, every theater student in just a basic theater history class has to learn about this play. It holds a very prominent place in Western culture and in theater history, and yet it's rarely produced in modern times. And so we've taken it up, and we've put we've used the original script, but we've put a modern twist on it. We've set it in a modern urban jungle setting with beautiful, fantastic costumes and set. And
your music is incredible.
And the live music for the show, fantastic, amazing. Wonderful Christian musician, artist, Kurt Larson, who developed original music for the show and some singing as well. So there's a big, long God monologue in the beginning of the play. He sings that whole thing, and it's mm-hmm. just beautiful.
And the part that got my attention, which I noticed you bypassed me for, was the creative dancing.
Well, you know, I something must have gone wrong between our agents. I reached out to you to see if you could choreograph this, and the message must not have gotten through.
I would have gone down to 100,000. I really would have. But you got dancing, some creative movement in this that really communicates too.
Exactly. And it was so important for me with this show. You know, when you have a show that's dealing with Old English language as well, it sounds very Shakespearean. When people come in and watch the show. And yet, you know, to help tell the message, to help tell the story, you know, I like to tell stories like this in a very creative way. I think through movement and music and other means, you know, it really helps to convey the story. And we found that to be true. You know, audience members that come who, you know, have a hard time picking up on the language, they still understand the story mm-hmm. Because of how it's portrayed and how we convey it. It's a highly creative and artistic show. The movement is
fantastic. How do you think it fits into Lent?
It fits in perfectly with Lent. You know, you think about Ash Wednesday, and we receive the ashes. You know, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Well, this play is about that very subject. You know, Lent calls us to think about our end. and the end of our lives and how we should be living our lives now, you know, with an eternal perspective. And that's what this play is all about. This play is all about the fact that death comes to every man and every woman, and what do we need to be, and how do we need to be living our lives now? What are the priorities, and how should we be living now in order to keep that eternal perspective and priority about what's most important in life? And one of the interesting things we do in this show is we have this very diverse cast of men and women of all races, and we have cast members, both men and women, rotating in and out of the role of every man throughout the show to really get across in a tangible sense that that every man is representative of every man and woman and of all races and truly all humanity. And it's beautiful because we do those transitions in a very ritualistic fashion within the show. And it's beautiful. You know, we've had a number of secular reviewers come in and just praise the show for the message and the artistic quality. And again, it's a classic that's hardly and rarely produced.
Well, you always raise the bar from one production to the next. The bar is always being raised. And I think there's going to come a point, my guess is at least, you're very well known in the Catholic community and you're growing in the wider community in the Twin Cities with the theater. But I think there's going to come a time where this is going to be on the radar all the time for people to go out in the evening and to be touched. And you talk about this issue of, you know, that the eternal life and that we're all going to stand before God and we're going to enter eternity. We're part of it right now, but we're going to truly enter that. And people will say, well, I don't believe in God. And I've always liked to say, well, you will. You will at some point. And that's kind of the message here, is that we do have to prepare ourselves. And while it's theater, while it is a night out, it's really a very serious message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And you know, and again, a very Lenten message. This is a great Lenten meditation, and yet it's couched in a fabulously entertaining show and production. So it's such a unique Lenten experience and highly entertaining in the midst of that. But I really encourage the Relevant Radio audience to come out. You know, we have an ad playing on Relevant Radio right now that gives Relevant Radio listeners a $2 off discount to come see Every Man. I think that ad ends this week. But anybody listening to this broadcast as well over the weekend can call or go online. The code is relevant in order to get the $2 off discount. If you can't figure out how to do that online, just call our box office and we can get you $2 off your tickets.
So. Now, I want to get people in those seats because I know what theater does to the hearts of those who are engaged in it. And so give us, and this is one of the things we have to communicate is, you know, you're driving down the highway right now, you're on 494 at 94, and you're thinking, man, I think I'd like to do that. But you might go to work and kind of forget about it. So what is the process? What nights of the week is the production taking place, and how do people go about getting the tickets?
Yeah, so through March 20th, we have performances every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening, as well as Sunday afternoons at 1:30. So our Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening shows start at 7:45. Doors open at 7. The Sunday matinees are at 1:30. And next Wednesday as well, March 9th, we also have a morning performance. So any homeschooling families and groups, come on out.
Good idea.
We have a 10:30 a.m. Wednesday matinee on Wednesday, March 9th as well. And people can go to our website, openwindowtheater.org, openwindowtheater.org, or call our box office at 612-615-1515.
And I'm going to have you
make
that number a little bit in just in a moment.
We've tried to make that as easy to remember as possible, 612-615-1515. And you know, we really need to fill the house for this show. Attendance has been a little low on this one, lower than usual, so we're hoping to change that in the next couple weekends here.
Well, here's an idea, and I'm talking to you as you're riding in the car right now. You know, for this Lent, do something different. You know, do something different and get together with a couple of your friends at church and say, just call them up today. Call them up today and say, hey, how about you and Bob and the Petersons and the Johnsons over there? How about we all go down there, you know, on either Thursday night or Friday night or Saturday night or Sunday afternoon? Or homeschooling families, get together on Wednesday the 9th. At 10 o'clock in the morning, there's going to be a special morning production, and that might be a great field trip for you. But I say that because not only are you going to be blessed at the Open Window Theater, but also we need to support the arts. in the Catholic world. We do. We need to support the arts. One of the things that I feel a personal calling to is to assist artists. When I say artists, I'm talking about actors. I'm talking about painters and sculptors and musicians. And I have a real heart for that. And I know that the message they have needs to get out. And we need first movers in the community that are going to begin to consume great music and consume great art, and they're going to go and they're going to consume great theater, and they're going to allow that theater to change their life. And so I'm talking to you today to be a part of Open Window Theater, not as a spectator, not as someone who's just sitting in the crowd and observing, but you're actually part of it. And how? By getting other people to come to great theater and allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to them in a powerful way. So we have a couple of weeks after this week. And once again, that's on Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday matinee. And then on the 9th of March, a special morning. That's a Wednesday at 10. Great for your homeschooling crowd. But do this. Call up your friends. Get a bus together or a minivan and bring people down. Bring people down. And not only will you enjoy it, but after the show, tell Jeremy how much you appreciate their efforts and that you are behind them, and pray for them too. That's mm-hmm. another yeah. really, really important thing.
Absolutely.
Maybe we can fill all those seats.
Well, yeah, I hope so. That would be fantastic. You know, because I think we have lost a bit of a sense in modern times of just the vital importance of the arts. St. John Paul II had he was an actor himself and a playwright, and he wrote a letter to the world's artists as Pope in 1999 called The Letter to Artists. People can find it on the Vatican website. It's really inspired my work over the years. And some of the greatest artistic masterpieces of all time in human history have been inspired by the gospel and by the Christian message. Have been by Christian artists and Catholic artists, and we need to get a revival of that in modern times. You know, there's a lot of angst right now over political stuff, and for good reason. But you know, politics are simply the result of the culture already having been changed by media, arts, and entertainment. That's the front lines of culture wars and the culture battle and cultural change. And so, we need to really be, you know, focusing on a renewal of culture through the arts, because that's where it starts.
Right. Well, we're going to fill those seats up, folks. Once again, Jeremy Stanberry, Open Window Theater. The current production is Every Man, and it really deals about life and the end of life. And it's a great Lenten production. If you've never gone to theater during Lent, this is your year and your year to reach out to other people. So before we go, Jeremy, once again, I want to give the dates. We got 2 weeks after this week, and if you're listening to the show on Saturday or Sunday, it means this coming week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7, doors open at 7, theaters at 7:45, Sunday matinee at 1.
1:30.
Yeah. And then on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, March 9th.
Yep.
10:30.
That's right. And for those who, you know, are in a very tight budget, like my wife and I are, every Thursday at Open Window is Pay As You're Able night. So we still sell tickets in advance if people want to guarantee themselves a seat on Thursday nights. Sometimes we do sell out in advance, but I don't think we will right now for Every Man. Hopefully that changes. But we cut off pre-sales at noon on Thursdays. Any remaining tickets are Pay As You're Able at the door, $1 minimum. Oh. People can come see a high-quality professional production that fits within your budget on Thursday nights.
Let's give the website and the phone number one more time.
Openwindowtheater.org, and theater is R-E versus E-R, openwindowtheater.org, and then 612-615-1515.
Jeremy, it's always good talking to you.
Thanks. You as well, Jeff.
And blessings on all of your work, and I want to hear the report later that if people were standing in the street.
Yeah. And God bless you and the work you're doing as well. Thank you.
Appreciate it. That's Jeremy Stanberry. Get on it, folks. Let's go out there during Lent, the Open Window Theater. As you drive right into Minneapolis on the left-hand side of 94, you can actually see the building right there. It's easy to get to. Make a great night out. Great opportunity to evangelize. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour. We'll be back with Gene Stolpelstead. We got a big live family expo coming up in the Twin Cities. You'll want to know about that, too. Rediscover.
Will your child, grandchild, or godchild receive their first Holy Communion this year? Then we'd like to invite you to shop at Holy Cross Books and Gifts for all your first Holy Communion apparel and gift giving. You'll be surprised to find quality communion dresses, veils, and communion ties all at excellent prices. We carry First Communion missal sets, rosaries, wall crosses, and many items your child will need and want. Our store offers a variety of wonderful gifts that celebrate their special occasion. Discover an attractive selection of jewelry for their First Communion too. Cross pendants, crucifixes, medals, rosary bracelets. You can purchase great quality and save money when you shop at Holy Cross Books and Gifts. Grow in faith, share a blessing. On the border of Apple Valley and Lakeville, at Cedar Avenue and 100th and 60th Street. Holy Cross Books and Gifts, 952-953-6330. Or on the web, holycrossbooks.com.
And I just showed up for my own life. And I'm standing here taking it in, and it sure looks bright.
How many times do you as a parent say to yourself, boy, I wish my kids could just learn whatever, fill in the blank. Well, this is the year of mercy, and I know that so many of us want to know more about mercy. Not only do we want to know more about mercy, we want mercy. We want mercy in our own life, but we also want to extend mercy to others. And one of the places that I think we can learn about mercy more than any other place, perhaps, is the family. And how many kids grow up and never really understand or have mercy extended to them? Parents, you're the teachers. You're the ones. You're the first teacher. And when you exercise mercy in your own home, it has a very powerful influence on your children, and they will grow up and they will know how to extend mercy to others and how to receive mercy. You know, that's a problem in our lives, isn't it? Sometimes we don't know how to receive the mercy of God. We always, you know, after God gives us mercy and extends that mercy to us, there's always that voice in the back that says, well, you know, I'm not sure he really meant it, and maybe this is just, you know, metaphorically. And no, God extends his mercy to you, and now you extend that mercy to others. That's what the family is all about. Joining us to talk about an opportunity for you to learn more about mercy is Jean Stoppelstedt. She's the great director of the Office of Marriage, Family, and Life here in the Twin Cities, and she's always busy creating opportunities for you to get engaged in the faith, and she does a great job. We've got a great conference coming up. It's a big expo, actually. It's a Mission of Mercy to the Family. It's April 8th and 9th at St. Raphael in Crystal, Minnesota. But guess what? You're invited. And here to tell us all about that great event is Jean Stoppelstedt. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeff. It's really nice to be here with you this morning and with our listeners out in Relevant Radio land.
Yeah, and you know, I know you, and I know you're a hard worker, and the grass never grows under your feet.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot going on, right? Particularly in the area of family and marriage. And I think in Lent, I was listening to Jeremy and your conversation, and it struck me that as we have these opportunities to experience Christ and to experience him in our culture, it's more than just putting Christ on.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming. It's living deeply, allowing him to really enter our life and change it.
Right.
And that is really the theme of the Live Family Expo. You mentioned that we need to learn to accept mercy and experience in our own life so that we can give it to others. And that's what we see so frequently in our culture, is that people have a really hard time experiencing mercy. There's a whole psychology to mercy, how it affects us, how we live it, how it transforms us so that we can live in joy and peace and really become the people that we need to become.
Yep.
And so this year's Family Expo is focusing on that key element, the psychology of mercy, and how we claim it, how we open ourselves to it, and how we share it with others. I know as a mother, and I'm sure you as a father, there have been nights when you've gone to bed and you're like, oh, you know, I wished I could have been more kind to my children.
I know.
Right? And we kind of beat ourselves up about that.
Can we move on to another topic here? No, I'm just kidding. you're exactly right. There are times where I think, man, I could be more gentle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could be more like Christ. I didn't know I was the only one that thought that way.
Everybody thinks that way.
All right.
And I think that that's, and then we tend to isolate ourselves in those kind of more negative feelings, and it becomes a really difficult kind of a downward spiral.
Well, right away, Jean, you've already caught my attention, and I think you're catching the attention of most of our listeners who mm-hmm. do feel that way. You know, I think one of the regrets that a lot of men have, you know, after they've raised their children, and the children are done with college, and they're all getting married, and they're having grandchildren, is they think back and they think, you know, I could have been more merciful and gentle with mm-hmm. my children. I think a lot of men think that, particularly about their daughters.
Oh, yes.
And you don't get a second chance there. I mean, you can start to be merciful and so forth, but you also get an opportunity as grandparents with your grandchildren.
Sure.
But we've got to learn about this, and that's what this expo is about. So what can people expect when they come? It's April 8th and 9th. It's St. Raphael's in Crystal.
Correct. On Friday night, Dr. Randy Rouse is going to be speaking on reaching today's families. And then Bishop Cousins will be there as well, celebrating Mass and offering some opening reflections. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, Bishop Kettler from the Diocese of St. Cloud will be joining us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's going to be joining us. And then we will have keynote speakers in the morning speaking specifically on the psychology of marriage. In the afternoon, there's going to be great breakout workshops where you can see it actually applied. I'm really looking forward to the workshop you're going to be offering on men's ministries and men working with their kids and, mm-hmm. and that whole initiative that you've just started up in the Archdiocese. There is a workshop called Family Honor and how we can live and really develop a Catholic culture within our families. There is another workshop that will be focused on persons who are separated or divorced called the Hosea Provision. There's going to be another workshop for members families who have members with same-sex attraction uh-huh. and might have difficulties dealing with those situations. There is also a Parenting with Mercy workshop in the afternoon but with Tony Anderson. So we have a lot of a huge variety of workshops in the afternoon where we can really learn to apply that psychology of mercy and keep it consistent.
You know, I am familiar with the menu that is offered out there, you know, with conferences and opportunities for people. And sometimes we listen to the fact that there's going to be an expo, there's going to be a conference, there's going to be a Catholic Watchman Saturday, there's going to be all these things. And sometimes people think, well, I'm just so busy. But you really got to make a quality decision to attend these, don't you? You got to kind of clear your plate and say, I think this is important enough, you know, to your wife to say, honey, I think this is important enough to where maybe we just need to set it aside and do this for our family.
Exactly. There needs to be an intentionality mm-hmm. in our marriage. And how beautiful that Lent, right, is that opportunity for us to be intentional again about our Catholic decisions, about our Catholic faith, about the way that we live. So register now during Lent and then live the resurrection of Easter at the expo. Keep the momentum going. Become who God is calling us to be.
Well, let me give some information on that. The website where they can register is www.livefamilyexpo.com. And that's what it's called, livefamilyexpo.com. If you have any questions, you can talk to Madeline, and that number is 763-898-8728. So that's the contact information. And I'll give you that again. That is livefamilyexpo.com. And the number is 763-898-8728. And what else is happening in the office, in your wonderful office of marriage, family, and life? Because I know you're not doing one thing at a time.
Yeah, there are several other things that are going on right now. We are working with our youth ministers and setting up for the summer some opportunities for leaders who volunteer in their parish, lay leaders, parents, to work with their kids. We're setting up a volunteer training for them. Mm-hmm. We also are really advocating the sidewalk counseling down at Pro-Life Action Ministries mm-hmm. so that we can learn to be good sidewalk counselors and assist those women who might be encountering a crisis pregnancy and considering an abortion. We are also working with persons who have suffered different types of abuse, whether mm-hmm. it be sexual abuse, whether it be psychological abuse, any type of abuse. We're setting up a retreat for them mm-hmm. in August.
We're talking with Jean Stoppelstedt. She's the director of Marriage, the Office of Marriage, Family, and Life. And Jean, you've been involved in ministry. You've been involved in being a leader in the church for many years. And we've had you on the show before. Give us a little bit of your background, a little bit about your family. You're working with families in the Twin Cities. What about your family?
Oh, well, thanks for asking, Jeff. Mm-hmm. I have I've been married for 34 years. I have three sons, and my oldest son has two children and another one on the way, so we're very excited about that. My middle son is in college. He'll be graduating in May, and my youngest son just started college. And one of the things that he had the opportunity to do is participate in the Venezuelan mission.
Uh-huh.
And he went to Venezuela for 6 months and worked with Father Greg Schaefer.
Yeah, we just had him on last week.
Yeah. Amazing, totally opened this young man's eyes and changed his life. That experience of working with the poor in very difficult situations. I don't know how aware our listeners are of the very, very depressed economy in Venezuela. I mean, there's no food in the market.
Wow.
You go into the grocery store and the shelves are empty. And people are really struggling just to put bread and butter on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And to go into that environment and then experience the joy of their families, even in very, very trying times, really transformed him.
You, I know you have spoken to me and to others often about just your own family as you were raised, and it had an impact on you. And now you're leading family ministry in the Archdiocese. What about your growing up, your parents? A couple things you remember that really became pillars in your life?
You know, one of the things that I totally thank my mother and father for is on Wednesday night, they would share with us really deep teachings. They would read to us even out of the Second Vatican documents.
Really?
Now, I'm not advocating
What's
that
What's unusual
for,
about that?
I'm not advocating that for every parent. But what's so beautiful is they spent time with us mm-hmm. explaining the faith. And my mother would make the teaching into a story and share the story. And I remember the stories she told us.
Uh-huh.
And that's how the faith stayed in our hearts. We would read scripture together on the way to Mass so that we had an idea of what the Sunday gospel was going to be. And of course, we prayed the rosary together as a family. We celebrated the liturgy of the year of the church in our home. Every season we had new decorations and new prayer and new experiences. And just like, not just Christmas, but all of the liturgical season became part of our family life, so that our home actually became a domestic church.
Sure. Like, as they say in Judaism, a temple in miniature.
Yes.
A mikdash ma'at. That's beautiful. Well, I think that your family is a good example. You're a good example of parents who really do put the time in. As you said earlier, it's intentional.
Right.
These were not things that were by accident, and it wasn't, we're bored today, what should we do? Should we read from Vatican II? That they were intentional
exactly.
about it in training you. And that is a powerful testimony.
One of the things that when my children were young, I used to take my boys into adoration. And they didn't always understand that was truly Jesus. But they worked at it until he became their best friend. And I'll never forget, my youngest son used to take Mike Mulligan and his steam shovel, that book, because
uh-huh.
it was his favorite book. And he would read to Jesus his favorite book. He was sharing friend to friend.
Oh, really?
His favorite story. And that's how Christ became real in their lives. You know, they treat him like a friend, and
sure.
he becomes a friend that stays with them forever.
That's a beautiful story. Read a book to Jesus.
Yeah.
As long as it's not Michener's Hawaii. You know, then I think you're okay. Well, Jean, I appreciate you coming by. Once again, let's give our friends the information. April 8th and 9th is coming up, and that is a Friday, Saturday?
Correct. It is a Friday, Saturday.
And it's at the Church of St. Raphael in Crystal. It is the big 2016 Live Family Expo. You've got some great speakers. I mean, you've got two bishops at your expo. That's pretty good. And you've got a whole list of workshops and keynote speakers. It's going to be a full 2 days for the family, and the focus is on mercy.
That's right.
So let's give them the information. How can they register for this? And if they have any questions?
They can go to the Archdiocesan website, www.archspm.org. Click on the Expo banner, and it'll take you right to the registration page.
Okay. And then if you have questions, you can call Madeline at 763-898-8728. And folks, I encourage you not only to register and go and bring friends. Once again, it's an opportunity to evangelize. It's an opportunity to share the good things. Think about it for a moment. Do you know of anybody, friends, neighbors, colleagues at work, who are really in need of God's mercy in their family? Well, you have the key right now. You have the opportunity to change their life. So I'm going to ask you to pray right now. Just pray for a moment wherever you're at. You don't have to close your eyes if you're driving. Don't do that. But just pray quietly and ask God, who could I bring to this expo? Who really is in need of your mercy? And then allow the Lord to speak to you, and then walk in it. Exercise that. Do it. And, 5 years from now, you might have a friend saying, you know what, 5 years ago, do you remember when you invited me to that expo on the family over in Crystal at St. Raphael's on April 8th and 9th? Yes, I do. Changed my life. Thank you very much. So that's how it happens. That's how it happens. So, Jean, thank you so much. And we look forward to the next update from your Office of Marriage, Family, and Life.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Have a great day.
Appreciate it. Jean Stoppelstead, pray for her, pray for the office, and, of course, this expo coming up. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to share with you something that's going to be taking place for the next 24 hours that's really, really powerful. And after that, we've got a list of some more opportunities in the Twin Cities. Isn't this a great place to be Catholic? I think it is. We'll be right back.
Computers talk a different language, usually over the heads of the average person. But this is one message you should understand, because it's a message that can help you understand what's going on in your broken or misbehaving computer, laptop, or tablet. Computer Docs in the Twin Cities can fix, update, and clean computers, usually quickly and affordably. Most computer issues can be fixed in a few days. A problem with your business or personal computer is never pleasant and usually occurs at the worst possible time. But Computer Docs at 763-425-0275 should be your first call for a cost-conscious fix. Computer Docs will work on all brands and all types of issues, from malware to lost data. Computer Docs, 763-425-0275 or relevantradio.com, keyword computer. Cost-effective and quick solutions for misbehaving computers. 763-425-0275.
You said I am here till the end, with you both night and day.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Jeff Cavins with you. Always good to be with you on a weekly basis, talking about the good things happening here in the Archdiocese. From the Office of Evangelization and Catechesis, boy, we just had a great, great conference this last Saturday with the men, Catholic Watchmen. And if you want to know more about that, go to thecatholicwatchman.com and you can find out more. Hey, if you're listening on Saturday or Sunday, just adjust a little bit. But today, I've got to tell you something. We have an opportunity starting in about 2 hours. And the opportunity deals with this year of mercy, and the Holy Father, Pope Francis, has called us to focus on mercy this year, and the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis has responded in a historic big way, a very, very cool way. Cool is Greek for neat, okay? So, just kidding. But it is a wonderful opportunity. What's going to happen? Well, starting at noon today, for 24 hours, the Cathedral in St. Paul and the Basilica of Mary in Minneapolis will be open for prayer and confession. 24 hours. That means from noon all the way through midnight, all the way through the midnight hours into the morning, and all the way till Saturday at noon. You can go to confession at one of those two places. Now, maybe you know how to go to confession. You say, I'm going to do that. That's really neat. But you also might be saying, I don't know how to go to confession. I haven't done that for a long time. Don't worry about it. That's what this is all about. You can Google confession if you want to and just get an act of contrition. That's a simple prayer. And you can really just pray yourself. But if you don't know what to do, number one, just show up. And when you go into confession, you'll be behind a screen, you know, and you will just say to the priest, I don't know exactly what to do. It's been a while. I'm Catholic, but I haven't done this for a while. Can you help me? They would be more than happy. They would be thrilled to help you. So I'm going to encourage you to do that. The fact that you can hear me right now just might mean that maybe the Lord is speaking to your life. Maybe he's speaking to you and he wants to reconcile. He wants you to be reconciled to him. So I'm going to encourage you to take advantage of this and let your family know. Noon today on Friday, all the way to noon on Saturday. If you're listening to the rebroadcast after, well, you missed it. But you can still go to confession at most churches around the Twin Cities. Susanna Boley, you're here. You're our producer here on the show. And I pulled her in. She didn't know she was going to do this.
But I did not. This is a surprise.
You're going to participate in this. And I know a lot of young adults are.
Yes, and you are holding me accountable right now because I came in and I told Jeff, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to the cathedral tomorrow morning at 3 a.m. during the Hour of Mercy. Well, at least I think I am. I guess I am now because I told you. So I'm telling the world I'm going to the cathedral tomorrow morning at 3 a.m. during the Hour of Mercy, during the Year of Mercy, to pray. So you should all join me. Also, the Basilica is holding this as well at 12 p.m. today to 12 p.m. tomorrow. And just imagine going into one of these beautiful, beautiful buildings built for the Lord, for our Lord, calling us to heaven and to be mindful of Christ, especially during this time of Lent. So just, I mean, if you, well, you do have time. You have time in the middle of the night because you're probably going to be sleeping anyway. So go to the Basilica at midnight or go to the cathedral at midnight. It's going to be beautiful. It'll be silent. It'll be peaceful.
And if you're worried about being out in the middle of the night, call up your friends and go together, you know. Call up your friends, go together at 1 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 2 in the morning, 10 at night, whatever it is. And afterwards, maybe get together somewhere and just talk about your experience. I think that would be great. So thanks, Susanna.
You're welcome.
I needed to get you committed here. I needed you to
get
committed to prayer. Susanna Boley does a great job in the Office of Evangelization and Catechesis, and she helps to produce this show every single week. So thanks. Well, Paul, that's one event that's going to be taking place starting at noon today to Saturday at,
you know,
at noon.
I would also say check your parish bulletins because some individual parishes are also participating in 24 Hours for the Lord.
Are they? Good.
I know St. John the Baptist in Excelsior begins at 5 this afternoon, running till 5 o'clock on Saturday.
That's a good suggestion.
Yep.
So what else is happening in this
tons of things.
Archdiocese?
Catholic Parents Online are presenting a Lenten retreat with Father Robert Altier, Saturday, March 12th from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Church of St. Agnes in St. Paul. Day begins with 8 a.m. Mass, followed by continental breakfast. It includes three dynamic presentations by Father Altier, delicious lunch, rosary, and more. Register early. Seating is limited. Cost $25 per person, $40 per married couple. For more information, call 651-705-5409 or email info@catholicparents.org.
The 14th annual Knights for Life banquet benefiting the Wakota Life Care Center will be held on Saturday, March 12th at the Mendocota Country Club in Mendota Heights. The featured speaker is Monsignor Charbel Maron, pastor of St. Marin's Church in Minneapolis and frequent EWTN contributor. For more information, call 651-457-1195.
The Church of the Epiphany in Coon Rapids invites you to come see the Vatican International Exhibition of the Eucharistic Miracles of the World. Stop by the exhibits, witness how Jesus has miraculously manifested himself throughout the centuries, and how this proves he is totally present, body, blood, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist. All faiths are welcome. Admission is free. The exhibit is open Saturday, March 19th, Sunday, March 20th, 8:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Monday, March 21st from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the parish office 763-755 1020.
The Servants of the Cross will be doing their 18th annual Living Stations of the Cross at three locations on Good Friday, March 25th. The Living Stations of the Cross is a prayer, not a performance. The Living Stations will take place at 12 p.m. at the Church of St. Peter in North St. Paul, 3 p.m. at St. Jude of the Lake in Matamidi. You can tell I'm from the Twin Cities. I can say it. Matamidi at 7 p.m. at Blessed Sacrament, formerly St. Thomas the Apostle, in St. Paul. For more information, visit www.servantsofthecrossmn. That's servantsofthecrossmn.com.
Church of St. Albert the Great invites you to their annual fish dinners. Try one, you'll be hooked. They're serving 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. Fridays during Lent, except Good Friday. Besides having live musical entertainment, dinners include award-winning baked and fried tilapia, potatoes, meatless pasta, coleslaw, desserts, and more. Fish dinners also include bingo in the gym, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. This year, St. Albert the Great's fish fry was featured in the book Food Lover's Guide to the Twin Cities. For more information, visit stalbertthegreat.org. And what is coming up next week and the following week on the Rediscover Hour, Jeff?
Well, coming up on the 18th, we've got Dr. Carol Raza and Kelly Walquist, founder of WINE, that's Women in the New Evangelization. Dr. Raza is a psychotherapist with an education degree in child and youth studies, as well as a much-loved WINE contributor, not to mention a powerhouse of knowledge, inspiration, and energy. She's written two books, Sunblock, How Christians Unknowingly Shield Themselves from Grace. And that's clever. And Parent Me, Please, a book for parents with adolescents. Dr. Carol Raza will be presenting at April 14th, Women, Wine, and Wisdom. And you can find out that information at thecatholicvineyard.com. That's a great opportunity. And we're going to be talking about that on the next episode. That'll be on the 18th. Next week, we have a rerun. God bless you. Have a great week.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com, keyword rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.